Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Mighty God we serve, hallelujah. Our God is so good. He is so wonderful, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. I hope everybody else hear me fine. Can I get a one or a yes if you hear me fine? It seems like we've been having problem with the system, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, and I want to make sure everybody can hear me fine. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Chance, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We got a wonderful topic tonight, hallelujah, that I wanted to share with my brothers and sisters, hallelujah. You know, I've been getting a lot of emails, hallelujah, for prayer. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. And most of the people that are asking me for prayer, they're having problems with sin. They keep on falling into sin, hallelujah. And they're writing to me, Brother Elvie, I need help. I need help, hallelujah. And, you know, when I, from the morning to the afternoon, to the night, I'm getting constant email from people. I'm help for prayer, help for prayer. They're having problem getting out of sin, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. And tonight we're going to talk about that. Praise Jesus. And I know that this word tonight, the Lord is going to use it to speak to your life. And it's going to help you to come out of sin, hallelujah. And we're going to talk about repenting tonight. Repenting is so important, and it's so important that we learn, hallelujah, how to repent, how God expects you and I to repent, hallelujah. And we're going to go into the Bible. We're going to go into the Word of God, which teaches us how to repent. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. And we have a fantastic, a mighty, a wonderful role model on repenting, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, and it's our own God. Our own God, hallelujah, teaches us how to repent, hallelujah, with his own example, hallelujah. Praise Jesus. And I'm always been a fan of Jesus. I'm always been a fan of God, hallelujah. And I pay close attention to the Lord, hallelujah, to him throughout the Bible, because I know if there's someone we need to learn from, it's Jesus. He can truly teach us, hallelujah. You know, a lot of people, you know, I always have problem, and I don't say problem, but I say this. I always have people, you know, that I used to get together to worship and all that. And they will follow the Apostle Paul, some other people are Peter, and so on, hallelujah, David, some of them David, hallelujah, and different people in the Bible. And they want to imitate them, hallelujah. But I never heard someone say, I want to imitate Jesus. And I always will come out and say, I would like to imitate Jesus, hallelujah. And one of the reasons people don't like to imitate Jesus or don't say it, because they say, Jesus is God, he is perfect, he never makes a mistake, so how can you imitate him? But no. Hallelujah. He walked alive, hallelujah, down here, praise Jesus, as you and I are, hallelujah, to give us an example. And Jesus said, be thou like thy Father that is in heaven. Be thou perfect like thy Father that is in heaven. So when Jesus point out to a role model, he didn't even use himself. He used a Father. So Yahweh, hallelujah, is a role model. Praise Jesus. And I know I forgot to say to the people, welcome to the Lord's hour. Shalom, shalom to all my brothers and sisters around. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. But we're going to imitate Yahweh and Yeshua tonight. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Let God be our own role model. Hallelujah. Let us learn from him. Hallelujah. And we have so much to learn, and we will continue to learn throughout eternity. Hallelujah. Because there is so much that we need to learn about our God. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. And I want to start this in Ezekiel 18:30. Hallelujah. Where the Bible says, therefore, says God, I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his way, says the Lord God. Repent and turn yourself from all your transgression, so your iniquity shall not be your ruin. Hallelujah. So, repenting, praise Jesus, hallelujah, means turning yourself away from all transgression, from all kinds of sin, okay? So iniquity should not be your ruin. So what is your ruin? Hallelujah. Your ruin is your own sin. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. So whatever sin you and I are committing, that is our own ruin. That is our own distraction. That will bring us down. That will destroy us ultimately if we stay on it. So God is calling you and I to come out of sin. Hallelujah. Stop sinning. Walk away from sin. Have nothing to do with sin. And that is total repenting, true repenting. When we, hallelujah, repent and we say, praise Jesus, hallelujah, I'm turning away from this sin that I've been doing, hallelujah. And always, you know, we walk into sin, and then people ask, so how do I walk away from sin? How do I hallelujah, I stop sinning? And the obvious response will be that if I walk into sin with my own two feet, okay, praise Jesus, hallelujah, with my own two feet, I should be able to walk away, hallelujah. Because although sin tempted me, although sin looks beautiful, praise Jesus, I walk to it. I walk into it. So with my own two feet, hallelujah, which I think is obvious, I should be able to walk away. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. And to God, it don't matter if you're a young girl and you say, but God, you should have seen the blue eyes that guy had, Lord. That's why I fell with that boy, because he has such a beautiful blue eye. And you might say, if you hallelujah, a brother, Lord, you should have seen how beautiful that young girl was, hallelujah. It don't matter. This is what I'm trying to say to you. It don't matter what excuse you and I will make up with God. What God wants to see you and I is repent. Turn away from it, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Because, you know, we might find excuses to say, why did I fall into that sin? Or we might find excuses to say, why do I still continue into the sin? And most of the people that I hear a lot of time is the people who are still into the sin, and they have found excuses to stay there. And that's not what God wants to hear or see from you and I. Hallelujah. Let me continue reading now. Job 2:13, hallelujah. And rend your heart, and not your garment, and turn into the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and great kindness, and repentant of the evil. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. So now your outer appearance, hallelujah, you don't have to put your head down, hallelujah, and continue to be under sin. God says to repent from your heart, praise Jesus, hallelujah, and make effort out of you in your heart to walk away from it. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. He don't want to hear the excuse that we give is that I'm still there, I'm working my way through this, hallelujah, but I'm still there, and someday, hallelujah, I will be out of this sin. God don't want to hear that. And I say this because the Lord had me speak to someone who was in cigarette for many years. Hallelujah. And this person, hallelujah, has over 7.5 years smoking cigarette. Hallelujah. And the Lord led me to this person to speak to this brother. Hallelujah. Praise God, the Lord set him free after that. And the conversation that we had was that he says to me, to the church that I'm going to, hallelujah, the deacon smoke, the leader smoke, hallelujah, and you know, most of the other men, they are smoked. So, you know, and I asked them, you know, about this, and they told me, well, you're only human, hallelujah, and you're only human, and it's okay if you smoke, you know, once in a while, but, you know, but you're only human. And so he kept on smoking. He didn't stop. Hallelujah. And he said, they told him, God will take this out of you. You don't need to worry about it. Just keep on praying. Keep on coming to the church. God, someday, God will take cigarette away from you. Hallelujah. And while I was talking to him, the Lord says to me clearly, I want you to tell him to stop smoking. I want you to tell him how serious smoking is to me. And I, in his body is the temple of my Holy Spirit. And I want you to tell him this. And not only that, I want you to look it up in the Bible and show it to him. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. And as I went into the Bible, and I said, I got to show you this in the Bible when we have some time. Hallelujah. We were working together. When we get lunch or something, I'll show you. Praise Jesus. And I did that. I went into the Bible and showed him that our temple is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And God says that whoever destroyed this temple, God is going to destroy him. And I told him that the place where God destroys us is hell. That is hell. Hell is the place where God destroys us. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. So after I gave him all those words and all the advice and everything the Lord gave me, hallelujah, he went home, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, and I'm glad I don't change anybody. I'm glad I don't change anybody. But I know someone that if you receive the word of God, if you receive the word I'm giving you from the Lord, he will change you. He will help you walk away from whatever sin you're in, whatever, hallelujah, circumstance, hallelujah, or whatever you're going through. If you believe Jesus Christ, if you believe Jehoshua, hallelujah, if you believe him, he will help you to come out of sin. He will help you to come out of whatever you're going to, because he is a merciful God, and he came to set the captive free. And you might be captive by sin at this time. You might be going through whatever you're going through, but Jesus Christ is able and capable to set you free, because the Bible said that he came to set the captive free. Hallelujah. And all you have to do is believe Jesus. Believe Yeshua. And Yeshua will set you free. Yahweh sent his son to die for you on the cross, to bring freedom to you on the cross. Hallelujah. It's a mighty promise. It's a great promise Yahweh has given you and I. His only begotten son, Jesus Christ, came to set the captive free. You don't have to remain in sin. You don't have to remain captive. Whatever holding you captive in this hour, in this moment, I speak freedom to your life in Yeshua's name. Hallelujah. Come in agreement with me and let the Lord Jesus, hallelujah, set you free. Let him bring freedom to your life in Yeshua's name. Hallelujah. We come together in agreement, and I know, and I know, and I know that Jesus Christ, hallelujah, will set you free. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. It is his promise. It is his will. He wants to do this for you. He knows that you and I are not capable to come out of sin on our own. We're not capable. It is impossible for you and I to be freed without the power of Jesus, hallelujah. And the power is in his name. The power is in his word. He has spoken the word. And he said that the word will not come back void. It will do what it was sent to do. And his word was sent to set you free, to set the captive free. If sin is holding you back, in Yeshua's name, in Yahushua's name, you're going to be free. Hallelujah. If you believe the word of God, hallelujah, God will set you free. Hallelujah. Open your heart and open your mind to receive the word of God tonight. Let the Lord, hallelujah, help you, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. It is the word of God for you to be free. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Our God is good. He is a wonderful God, hallelujah. Praise Jesus. In Psalm 107, 45, and he remembered for them his covenant, hallelujah. And repenting according to the multitude of his mercy, says David. God has a multitude of mercy available for you. And in Yeshua's name, in Yahushua's name, it is available for you. Hallelujah. All you have to do is believe. Open your heart and believe Jesus. Believe his word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For your mercy. Psalm 135, 14. For the Lord will judge his people, and he will repay himself concerning his servant. If you haven't received Jesus in this hour, I want to invite you to come and receive Jesus as your personal Savior. And Jesus Christ, hallelujah, will set you free. If
you're having problems with cigarettes, hallelujah, with drugs, whatever, alcohol, whatever it is, believe that Jesus can set you free in this hour, hallelujah. And we will come in agreement with you, hallelujah. Just believe. Believe, hallelujah. Pray Jesus, hallelujah. Start asking for prayer without faith. Put your faith in action, hallelujah. Pray Jesus. Jesus always asks, hallelujah, let it be done according to thy faith. It is according to thy faith that you are set free, my friend, that you are listening to me, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You will be set free from overeating also, hallelujah. Whatever holding you captive, Jesus Christ will set you free. Just believe Jesus. Believe his word, hallelujah. Everything is possible, Jesus said, to those that believe. And if you believe, if you open your heart, hallelujah, Jesus Christ will help you. He said, tell them that I will help them, hallelujah. I still remember those words I gave out today when Jesus says to me in his throne in heaven, hallelujah, looking at me, and he says, tell them, if they come to me, I will help them, hallelujah. I remember the word, and they resound in my mind and my heart, because I know Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus can set you free. He is a merciful God. He is a wonderful God, hallelujah. He loves you like no one can love you. Praise Jesus, he was willing to die on the cross for you, so you will be able to enjoy freedom, true freedom. There's not just any freedom, true freedom, hallelujah. Who the Son set free is free indeed, hallelujah. You're not in bondage if you believe Jesus. He'll set you free. He wants you to enjoy life in true freedom, the life that God wants to give you, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I feel the presence of God. I feel that God is speaking to somebody, and the Lord is telling me, yes, I am. He is speaking to someone out there, someone that has been struggling with these sins, hallelujah, that haven't been able to come out of them, hallelujah. Hey, Jesus, hallelujah. So many people listening to me, they've been struggling and struggling with the same thing. They have not put their faith in Jesus Christ, hallelujah. It is okay to ask for prayer, but you must exercise your faith. You must believe. Jesus said to every person that went to him for prayer, for deliverance, he said, let it be done according to thy faith, according to your faith. Let it be done, hallelujah. That's important, my brothers and sisters, hallelujah, that you believe. Hallelujah. Praise you. Start going to people for prayer without you believing. Yes, God answer prayer. That's important. But focus on what the word says. Hallelujah. Why did Jesus point people to believe? Because it's very important. It's a personal choice. It's a personal relationship that happens between you and God. And when you believe God, you will not be put to shame. God will answer, will give you what you need, what you want. Hallelujah. Mostly what you need, what is the will of God for your life, it will come true because God is faithful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jeremiah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jeremiah 18:8 says, if the nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. Look at the example we have in the Bible. Our own God is saying, I will repent for the evil that I have said that I will bring on that nation if they repent. God don't want to harm you. God wants to save you. It's our own leading into evil and continue eating and not evil, not repenting, that will lead, hallelujah, the ruin to come on our life. But if we, hallelujah, repent, sincerely repent, and we turn away from our sin, from our evil, the Lord will have mercy on us. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. By now, a lot of people thought that the earth should have been destroyed because of the sin, but they have forgotten how merciful God is. Hallelujah. Many people say, why are we still alive? Why is the earth still running? By now, God should have just destroyed There's so much evil up there, but they have forgotten that the mercy of God, hallelujah, it's big, hallelujah. It's a great mercy that God is having on humanity, giving them the chance to repent. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. The Lord is still interceding for us before the Father. Father, forgive them, because they now know what they do. Praise Jesus, and all the evil we do, he still wants to see for you. He still wants to save you. He still wants to set you free, hallelujah. He still wants you to enjoy the freedom that he has for you and I. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. It's free, it's free. It don't cost you nothing, just repenting. Praise Jesus. Jeremiah 26:3 says, it may so be that they will hearken and turn away every man from his evil ways, that I may repent. Me, hallelujah, of the evil which I supposed to do unto them because of the evil of their doing. God will say, if they turn from the evil, I will repent of what they thought, of what I thought I was going to do to them. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 26:13. Praise Jesus. Therefore now, amen, amend your ways and your doing, hallelujah, and obey the voice of the Lord your God, and the Lord will repent of the evil that he has pronounced against you. Even that he has sent his prophet Jeremiah, tell them I'm going to destroy them. God still saying, look, go tell them, that, Jeremiah, go back to them and tell them that if they return from the evil, that, hallelujah, their evil ways, hallelujah, the word that I have pronounced, hallelujah, praise Jesus, the word that I have spoken through you, I will repent from them, and I will forgive those people, hallelujah, I will restore them, praise Jesus, hallelujah, what a mighty merciful God we serve, praise Jesus, that when people thought the earth should have been destroyed by now, the earth is still running, God is still riding the earth from heaven, hallelujah. He's still giving people the chance to repent. The door of heaven is still open for those that repent, that come to Jesus and turn away from the sin. Hallelujah. Salvation is available for them. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What a mighty, merciful God we have. Hallelujah. I get excited when I talk about this. Hallelujah. Because I know the feeling. Hallelujah, I got a master degree, hallelujah, on this. I came out of sin by the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I have a master degree on this. I know what I'm talking about. And I know the mercy of Jesus, hallelujah. Through my own life, through my own experience, no one has to tell me about this. Because I know how much mercy Jesus has had in my life. I know how many times he has helped me, hallelujah, when I needed help. When people abandoned me, hallelujah, Jesus was there to help me. He raised me up. He stretched his hand from heaven and said, my son, I'm here with you. Don't think you are alone. I have not left you, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. So I got a master degree on this, hallelujah. My own experience is my degree. I know the mercy of Jesus. I know how merciful he is, hallelujah. And if you repent, and you turn away from your sin, from your evil ways, your wicked ways, hallelujah. Jesus will restore you, hallelujah. He will restore your life. He will help you, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. He is so good. He did not give us what we deserve. When we fall into sin, Jesus did not stretch his hand and killed us. No, he stretched his hand for mercy. He had mercy on you and I. Can you and I give mercy to others? Hallelujah. That is the question. Hallelujah. Many people like to judge others. They want to send everybody to help. Hallelujah. But Jesus stretched his hand. Mercy. I remember one of the last time I seen Jesus in the cloud. Somewhere in the sky. Hallelujah. I never felt this power come out of Jesus. He was standing there. As he showed me the destruction that was coming to California, I felt the power of mercy. I was crying like a baby when the power from Jesus of mercy came over me. And I never thought that mercy was so powerful. I didn't ever know that mercy was so powerful. It's a power. Mercy is a real power. Hallelujah. And it came out of Jesus into my life, hallelujah. And I was like, hallelujah, flowing in mercy, hallelujah, it was so good. It is so good, the mercy of Jesus, hallelujah. He gives human us the opportunity to repent, to turn away, hallelujah. And our life will be restored again. He is such a good God. Hallelujah, we cannot have a better God than the God we serve, hallelujah. Ezekiel 14 says, therefore say unto the house of Israel, thou said the Lord God, repent, turn yourself from your idols, and turn away your face from all your abomination. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. That is to repent. When you and I walk away from sin, every abomination we do, we commit. Hallelujah, we turn our back to it. We say, this is it. I am tired of this. I want no more to do with this sin. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, and that's the chance and opportunity that Jesus Christ has given us. Hallelujah, do not take it for granted. Hallelujah, but take it by, like I say, take it by the horn. Hallelujah, and say, it's mine, and I'm not letting it go. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 18:30 says, therefore I will judge you, says God. O house of Israel, everyone according to his way, says the Lord God. Repent, turn yourself from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Hallelujah. Joel 2:13 says, and rend your heart, hallelujah, not your horn, hallelujah. Matthew 3:8 says, bring forth therefore fruit, the mere repentance, hallelujah. So when we repent, there got to be fruit behind us. What fruits are those? The fruits of love, the fruit of peace. Those are the fruit of the Spirit, hallelujah, that we repent. And we grow in the Lord, we continue to seek the Lord, hallelujah. We stay away from sin, hallelujah. The fruit of the Spirit are shown in our life, hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Matthew 3:11 says, indeed I baptize you, said John the Baptist, hallelujah, with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, hallelujah, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear, hallelujah. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Thank you, Jesus, for your fire. Hallelujah. And that fire is still available for you and I, my brothers and sisters. Open your heart and let the cleansing fire of Jesus come in you. Hallelujah. Let the cleansing fire just cleanse your heart, your soul, your spirit. Purify you. Hallelujah. Praise you to seven times. Let the fire of Jesus tonight purify your life seven times. Hallelujah. And keep your ratchet ready for Jesus, hallelujah, because he, hallelujah, is coming back for his people as he promised, because he's faithful God, hallelujah. Matthew 9:13 says, but ye, hallelujah, but go ye and learn what does this mean, hallelujah. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. That was Jesus preaching the word, saying, hallelujah. That he came to sinner, hallelujah, not righteous, hallelujah. Giving sinner like you and I the opportunity to turn away from sin. Where he felt that all is possible. Because everything is possible with God, hallelujah. This is why that you that are listening to me now cry out to the Lord and say, Jesus, I repent, help me. Help me, Lord. Help me my repenting, Jesus. I want to walk away from the sin, Lord, and it's hard. Help me, Lord. Hallelujah. And Jesus will help you. His hands are stretched out for you in this hour, in this moment. Hallelujah. Just believe Jesus. Hallelujah. Believe his word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mark 1:4 said, baptize. John baptized in the wilderness and preach baptism of repentance for the remission of sin. Praise Jesus. Matthew 2. Mark 2:17, when Jesus heard it, he said unto them that they are whole, not need a physician, hallelujah. But they that are sick, I cannot to call the righteous, but sinner to repentance, said Jesus, hallelujah. Luke 3:3 said, and he came unto all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism and repenting for the remission of sin. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Luke 3:8 said, bring forth there fruit worthy of repenting, and begin, say, not to say among yourselves, we have Abraham our father. For I say unto you that God is able from this stone to raise up children unto Abraham. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. God is faithful.
And he wants to bring, hallelujah, what you and I need. And you and I need Jesus. And it's here. It is available for you and I. All you and I have to do, hallelujah, is repent. Is turn away, hallelujah. Turn away, hallelujah, from our sinful nature. I will be back, hallelujah. you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There is freedom in Jesus. Always, there's freedom available from Him. Hallelujah. When we go to Him, hallelujah, He never says no. His presence is there. We just have to believe Him. Hallelujah. And His mercy is there, open for us. Hallelujah. Heaven is open to those that call to Jesus and repent. And that's why we're called into repenting. Praise Jesus, hallelujah, because He is available, hallelujah. Look what Jesus says in Luke 5:32. I came not to call the righteous, but sinner to repentance, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Luke 15:7 says, I say unto you that likewise more joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repented than over 99 just persons who need no repenting. Hallelujah. Even Jesus said it with people who think they need no repenting. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. But there will be great joy when one sinner repents. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's what the emails I'm getting, people repenting. And I'm so glad to hear that people still find either the radio program or the videos on YouTube. Hallelujah. And the Lord touches them to repent. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus, which is keeping me very busy on the computer. Hallelujah. My wife had to pull me out of the computer because sometimes I don't give the family enough time. Hallelujah. Because I'm getting so much email from people, messages. Hallelujah. But it's something that I love. I love when I'm in the computer, when I'm ministering to someone, that's what I love. Hallelujah. But I got to understand I got a family. Hallelujah. To take care. My son, hallelujah, sometimes get mad at me. Because I don't play with him, and he's waiting to play with daddy. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. So I got to manage my time better, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. But I just love, hallelujah. I turn that computer in the morning, and there's people there emailing me with needs. I need prayer. I need this, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. But you know what, hallelujah, it's the work. It's the work that God called me into doing, hallelujah. And I spend all my time there, hallelujah. Even when I go out, I went to the mechanic early, and from the mechanic computer, I was ministering to somebody through the internet. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. So it takes all my time, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. But the Lord called me out of work. That's why the Lord told me, I don't want you to work anymore. I got work for you to do. I will take care of you. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. So this is my only work now. So praise Jesus, hallelujah. But I know I got to manage my time, hallelujah. But there's so much need. I wish people would understand how much need there is out there. Sometimes if I go into Facebook, hallelujah, and I'm ministering to somebody, I got other people talking to me at the same time. Sometimes my wife was like, you got four or five windows. You got four or five people talking to you at the same time. How can you do that, Elvie? Praise Jesus. And the same thing with Skype. Sometimes I'm talking to somebody, and I got other people joining. And I have to tell the people, slow down. Hallelujah. Because so much people need. They need prayer. They need ministering. Hallelujah. And their job is real. Praise Jesus. Sometimes I'm scared when I'm ministering to someone to open another email because more people will join that they need help too. People from different countries. Hallelujah. It's a lot of work I'm doing. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. But we know time is short. And I just say to the Lord, I will do this work, Lord. You know, praise Jesus, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. So, you know, I heard that some people are gathering together, hallelujah. And I don't want to get off the topic, but I want to praise Jesus. I believe my brother Jin Shin was talking about a group of people praying and ministering to other people. And I would appreciate if, praise Jesus, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise Jesus. I will appreciate, praise Jesus, if you give, hallelujah, the email where people can write to the group of people that are joining in prayer to pray for them and post it on the chat room during the program. So more of the people that are writing to me, that are coming to me, will go to the people who are gathering together to pray. So some of my work will go to some of the people. Hallelujah. With my brother Jin Shin, I believe I sent someone the email of Jin Shin. Hallelujah. And he asked if someone needed prayer or whatever, they can write to him. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because I'm telling you, it's a lot of work, my brothers and sisters. If some of you would like to minister to people, help out people, hallelujah, out of your time, You can take some time to minister to other people in need. Pray for them. Hallelujah. You won't believe how many people out there need help. They truly need help. And I, you know, I don't like turning no one away. And, you know, hallelujah. Praise Jesus. But the work is a lot. And praise Jesus. Jesus even was concerned there was not enough pastor for the sheep. Hallelujah. And we got to pray that God will send people to really help our people. Hallelujah. Truly. And do some of this work. Hallelujah. Because this is a lot of work, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. And the more people that join us to work with us, with these people, are welcome. Hallelujah. My sister O'Reilly, hallelujah, she's translating the program on Mondays and Wednesdays. And there's people tonight that wants to, hallelujah, hear the program in Spanish. There's so much people that wants to hear the program in Spanish. And she's helping a group of people. But now I got available Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Hallelujah. And maybe Sunday, people can do some Sunday, hallelujah. I don't expect you to do all these days. You can pick a day or two, that's fine. Hallelujah. I make the sacrifice for all these days. And sometimes I have to play at least an hour of recording because, praise Jesus, hallelujah, I'm doing too much, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But I'm doing it because I love it. I really love it doing it. I'm doing it for God, and I love it. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. So someone else, hallelujah, offered to take some of the days to translate. And she, hallelujah, some of the people, they the Lord's, in Spanish, the Lord's hour number two, la hora del Señor number two, hallelujah. And I'm going to put it real quick. Praise Jesus. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. And in Spanish, I want to put it up real quick. So people, hallelujah, can join that, hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Our sister, praise Jesus, hallelujah, is available. It's another sister, hallelujah, who is available, hallelujah. I don't see her logging tonight, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, Tyra, I believe her name is. And she would like to help our people. She, I guess for some reason, she was not able to join tonight. So praise Jesus, but you can click on, you can add that to your Skype, La Hora del Señor 2, hallelujah, número 2, and you can hear the program in Spanish. She will translate it for you. I already explained to her how to do that. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. But, you know, they can only have 22 people. After 22 people, Skype will not let them have more than 22 people. So the other sister, O'Reilly, will only have 22. She will have 22. And we have over 100 people almost daily listening to the program. So we don't have enough staff to cover all these people. Praise Jesus. And more Spanish people would like also to join. I get emails from them every day. Hallelujah. So the work is increasing more every day, 10, 5 people every day. I just had 2 people join today, hallelujah, and like 3 or 4 yesterday, and it just keeps on adding more people that wants to listen to the program, that the Lord is touching them, hallelujah, to come to the Lord. More are believing in the rapture now, more are coming to the Lord, and this is what the Lord wants us to do, hallelujah. So we, hallelujah, have a lot, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, a lot of people who wants to hear. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. And the good thing that the majority of people are speaking English people, but more Spanish people are joining, and they would like to hear the program in Spanish, but they just don't have someone doing the work. And O'Reilly can only cover 22 people. Praise Jesus. So when she gets to 22, that's it. So the other sister, I was talking to her about covering at least, hallelujah, 2 days, because 3 or 4 days will be too much for her. So we will need someone else to translate the program also. I will try to send email to people, see if they can help us, hallelujah. But the program is growing, more and more people are coming aboard, hallelujah, praise Jesus. And they need someone to translate, they really need someone. So we're doing this for the Lord, my brothers and sisters, that's what we're doing it for. So we got to help our people, hallelujah. So let me continue on with the message, hallelujah. We're talking about repentance, hallelujah, true repentance, that is so important that we repent. It's so important, hallelujah, that we turn away from sin, that we take this sin very serious, hallelujah. And we have a great example in the Bible, hallelujah, on how to really take full responsibility when we sin, that we don't blame anybody. And we have Eve, hallelujah. Eve, she was tempted by Satan to eat from the fruit that God told Adam and her not to eat from that fruit that was in the middle of the garden, hallelujah. And so Satan tempted Eve, hallelujah. And you know what? God held Eve responsible. So when God went to Eve and said, what have you done? Hallelujah. Because Eve not only ate from the fruit, but she also went and gave to her husband. Hallelujah. And knowing that she was naked, knowing that she found herself naked, knowing that after she ate the fruit, her eyes were open. Hallelujah. Instead of stopping there and say, hallelujah, what I done is so evil, I'm going to go to the Lord and repent for this. I'm going to take full responsibility. And I'm not going to give nothing to my husband, Adam. Hallelujah. But no. Somehow, I don't know how the devil did it, but he convinced him to go give to her husband. And she went and gave to Adam, and both of their eyes were open. Hallelujah. Sorry to say, hallelujah. But, you know, even though Eve gave to Adam, God still held Adam responsible. So when God said to Eve, what have you done? He said, the serpent made me eat. Hallelujah. The serpent deceived me and I ate. Praise you. So she didn't take full responsibility. She blamed the serpent. And that's not what God wants to hear. It don't matter if Satan makes us sin. We got to take full responsibility for a sin before God. And we got to say to God, look, God, I have sinned. I committed a sin. I'm sorry. I repent. I truly repent. I don't want to do it anymore. Help me. That's what God wants to hear. God do not want to hear, hallelujah, that, oh, no, this person made me sin. My mother and father, because the way they raised me. What an excuse, hallelujah. The way my father and my mother raised me, that's why I do what I do, they say. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And the Lord don't want to hear that, my brothers and sisters. What the Lord wants to hear is that we take full responsibility for what we do, hallelujah. That we say to God, look, Lord, I did this. It's my fault. I take full responsibility. Hallelujah. And I repent for it. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. So when God went to Adam, hallelujah, the woman you gave me, in other words, it's your fault, because I don't know how you made that woman, but look what she did. She wasn't perfect. You made a mistake making that woman because it was the woman you gave me. So he blamed God for it. Instead of taking full responsibility, hallelujah, for his mistake, praise Jesus, hallelujah, he went and blamed God. Hallelujah. Try to put it on Eve, but saying God was the one who made Eve, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. And he put it on God. And God did not want to hear that. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Although God came hard on the serpent, praise Jesus, but also he came hard on Adam and Eve. Praise Jesus. And we know the consequence of the disobedience. Praise Jesus. But I believe the greater consequence came on them because they did not take full responsibility for their sin, for their action. And that's what we got to do. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. And if you are in drugs, alcohol, and all that, you need to understand you have a problem. And that you need to repent for that problem. And don't blame your wife because of your drinking. Because a lot of men say, oh, my wife is always nagging, always making me crazy. So I always end up go drinking with my body. So I don't have to listen to her. So the wife is the excuse to go to the barn, to go to the friend's house and to get drunk. Hallelujah. And women put up their own excuses. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. So, you know, God don't want to hear that. God wants to hear that we have committed the sin and that we are taking full responsibility and that we're repenting and we're turning away from it. And that's what God says through Jeremiah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah, to the people. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. He is so good, hallelujah. Acts 13:24, John has first preached before his coming, the baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. So before you get baptized, you need to repent your sin. You need to tell God. Praise Jesus. And I don't know if many ministers are practicing this, but they got to know that before they baptize anybody, praise Jesus. Hallelujah. It's not trying to bring people into church, the matter over here. The matter over here is that we do what the Bible says we should do. And we should, before we baptize anybody, we got to make sure, hallelujah, they do true repentance before God. We teach them what they need to do, hallelujah. And once they do it, then they can be baptized. Praise God, hallelujah. This is very important because this is being taken for granted. And this cannot be taken for granted. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Our baptism is a serious matter. Now a lot of people are taking this as a joke down here, hallelujah. They're going to have to answer to God about that, hallelujah. Because the word of God is not a joke, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. It's an opportunity God has given us, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, because he's good. Praise Jesus. Now I rejoice or not, you were made so sorrowful, hallelujah. But you are sorrow led to repentance, says Paul. For you we are made sorrowful in godly manner, that you may receive injury from us in nothing. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Praise Jesus. For ungodly sorrow is not to be repentant, but work repenting unto salvation. But the sorrow of the world worketh to death. Praise Jesus. So the godly sorrow, whatever God is allowing you to go through, will help you to repent unto your salvation, says Paul. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. So whatever things you're going through now, that will help you, hallelujah, and you're repenting with God. Praise Jesus, hallelujh. Praise Jesus. I'm very sorry for the brothers and sisters who cannot hear the show tonight, hallelujah. It seems that we're having problem or they're having problem with their browser. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. And I'm very sorry for that, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. That you cannot hear the show, hallelujah. Maybe someone, if my sister Amy will do this, I will appreciate it, will type on the screen, on the chat room, what I'm saying, at least a 20% of what I'm saying, that will help people who cannot hear the program just for tonight. Someone please say, I'll do this, Brother Elvie. Just for tonight, please help me with this work. I got a lot of work at hand, hallelujah. I wish I can speak and type at the same time. I will do it, hallelujah, because I just want people to receive the message. I just want them the message of deliverance to get to them, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Please, someone type on the chat room what I'm speaking so people will receive the word, hallelujah, because there's a lot of people that seems to be having problems. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. The devil is trying to come against the program. It's coming against the computer because the devil don't want people to repent. Hallelujah. He is bad. There's nothing good comes out of Satan. Hallelujah. Everything that comes out of him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jessica. Yes, Jessica. We appreciate that. Everything that comes out of Satan is bad. And all he wants to see is people die. That's all. He wants to see them go to hell. And we got to stay focused on heaven. We want to see people go to heaven, not hell. Because Jesus came to give life and to give it abundantly. He came so people will have the chance, the opportunity to go to heaven, hallelujah, and not hell. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. You know, a lot of people, when they're having problems, praise Jesus, with the browser, they cannot hear the program, they just turn off the computer, they get sad, they get mad. Praise Jesus, they get frustrated. Praise Jesus. So I would appreciate if you type, or at least they can see the typing, hallelujah, of the program. Because people are getting frustrated now because they cannot log into the program to hear the program. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. And I'm very sorry for this. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. I'm sorry, 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 hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. I am sorry. Praise Jesus. Because I really would like people to hear. And I would like people to receive the word because I know the Lord is speaking to their life, hallelujah. Praise Jesus. And just when God is doing something special, hallelujah, these things go and happen, hallelujah. But, you know, we got to use wisdom and all this, hallelujah. When things like this happen, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you very much, hallelujah. I'm very sorry to the people who are having problems joining in. We should have maybe over 40, 50 people in the chat room, but every night people seem to have problems to hear in the program. I'm going to speak to my brother Chance, see if we can find a solution. We will write to the owner of the Blog Talk Radio. We will write to them. We got to find out what's going on because we should be able to have more people on it. And almost every night now, we're having people frustrated that they cannot join the program. It's like It's like 40 people, 37 people is enough for the program. And then when other people try to log in, they cannot log in. They're having problems. This is happening almost every day. We got to fix this problem. We're going to write an email to them so they can do something. They got the technology to do this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, we need to take responsibility for our sin. And we cannot blame others for our own iniquity, our own sin. This is very serious. Hallelujah. That we take, hallelujah, full responsibility, because that's what God wants to hear. Praise the Lord. The devil likes to put excuses in our mind. So we use those excuses and we say, well, if it wasn't for this person or that person, I won't be doing what I'm doing. I will not be in drugs. I will not be in prostitution. And I'm speaking out to a lot of young women and even young men who are prostituting themselves. Hallelujah. And they're blaming their family. The way my mother raised me and my father raised me, that's why I'm in prostitution. Hallelujah. And they say, oh, you should have met my mother and my father. They used to beat me. They say, you know, and we don't have perfect parents. I don't know you out there. Hallelujah. And I don't say parents should be beating up their kid and all that. No. I don't agree with that. Hallelujah. Parents should be loving their kid. Discipline them? Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we should not be blaming people out there for our sin. If you want to get out of where you are, my friends, my brother, my sister, if you want to get out of the life you're in, you got to take full responsibility for your sin. Don't be blaming other people. It's not going to help you. It's going to get you deeper into sin. Hallelujah. It's really going to get you deeper into problem. Hallelujah. And you're going to get into more problem than you'll be able to handle if you don't recognize that it's your own fault. Hallelujah. And you might say, Brother Elby, but you don't understand the kind of parents I had. Don't blame them. I'm telling you, this is very serious. This is life and death for you right now. Don't blame your parents anymore. Don't blame your family anymore. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because you won't get out of where you are if you keep on blaming other people. Hallelujah. If you're smoking cigarettes, and you say, every time I argue with my husband, you know, I get so nervous, I just got to take a cigarette. I got to go outside, and sometimes I smoke a whole box. You know, praise Jesus, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. And God don't want to hear this, my sister or my brother. Hallelujah. Okay? He don't want to hear that. He want to hear that you take full responsibility and that you repent. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. That's what God wants to hear from you and I. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. And this is why God himself, praise Jesus, hallelujah, used himself that as an example when he says to Jeremiah, the judgment that I have decreed over the nation, if they repent the wicked ways, I will turn away from the word, I will turn from the word that I have spoken, from the word that I have sent. Hallelujah. So God used himself as an example. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. That he will turn away from what he has said. So what is repenting? Turning away from sin, from your evil doing. That is repenting. And someone write that on the screen. Repenting, true repenting is turning away from your evil doing, your evil action, however you want to explain it to people. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That is true repenting. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujuah. Hebrews 6:6 says, if they shall fall away to renew their gain unto repenting, seeking that they crucify themselves, the Son of God, and fresh, and put him in open shame. Hallelujah. So it's very serious. True repenting is very serious. It's a very serious matter. Because you can take for granted, if you don't repent what Jesus has done for you, hallelujah, on the cross. And Jesus has done a lot for us on the cross. Total freedom is in Christ. Hallelujah. When we repent, God is there to give it to us. It's available for us through Christ. Hallelujah. when we repent. That's why repenting is so important. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalm 106, and he remembers for them his covenant, and repenting according to the multitude of his mercy. So when God decided to destroy the Jewish people, David says in Psalm 106 that he remembered he made a covenant with them. Okay? Hallelujah. And because he remembered what he had promised, that he will have mercy on them, David said, hallelujah, that according to the multitude of his mercy, hallelujah, he acted upon. God acted upon he had promised. He will have mercy on them. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Total freedom is in Christ through repentance. Through repentance. Hallelujah. You will receive that freedom from Christ when you repent. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's how important repenting is. That you will receive what God has promised you through repenting. It will come to you. But it will come to you after you say, Lord, I repent. I sincerely repent. I turn away from my evil ways. Hallelujah. Look what John 8:31 says. Then says Jesus to those Jews that believe in him, if ye continue in my word, then you'll be my disciple indeed. And ye shall know the truth. And the truth will make you free. Hallelujah. Verse 3 says, if the Son therefore to make you free, you should be free. You should be free. Hallelujah. If Jesus Christ makes you free, if you believe Jesus, he will make you free. And indeed you will be his disciple when you repent and you turn away from your sin. But you must take some action. You know, the people, when they came to Jesus, they took action. And they said, Jesus, heal me. And so, like that man who was on the bed, on the mat, and the Pharisee and scribe was around there, hallelujah. And then the Sabbath is from 6 o'clock on Friday night to 6 o'clock on Saturday night, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. And on the Sabbath day, praise Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus went, hallelujah, and healed, hallelujah, that man, forgave his sin first. So that you see that the Son of Man has power to forgive sin. I said, my son, your sins are forgiven. And all the five things like, wait a minute. Only God forgives sin. Only God. So what was trying Jesus to tell him? I am he. I am the I am that I am. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. And Jesus forgave his sin. And to show that Jesus has the power in him. So the man, take your mat and walk. The man got up right in front of all these unbeliever Pharisee and scribe. Got up, took his mat, and took it home. And by taking the mat on the Saturday, hallelujah, was an abomination. Was breaking the Sabbath, because you were not supposed to, hallelujah, carry anything on the Sabbath. You know, and you know, let me tell you something. I believe the Sabbath is a biblical day. It's biblical. You know, and someone was asking me about the Sabbath, you know. Should we keep the Saturday? Hallelujah. And I will say this to you. And if God is working in your heart and life for you to keep the Sabbath, you be obedient to God. Some people don't believe you should keep the Sabbath. And for this reason, I cannot tell people you have to keep Sabbath. Because it has to be God working in you. His will in your life. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. So is God putting in your heart? Is your Hashua putting in your life to keep Sabbath? Keep it. Keep it. Hallelujah. You may want to teach others to keep it also. Hallelujah. But you want to ask the Lord before you do. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's very important. Is it biblical? Yes, it is. Praise Jesus. It's biblical. Hallelujah. Sabbath is biblical. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I know that when I was in heaven once, Jesus pointed out something to me. Hallelujah. And we know, before I say this, I want to also remind people that we know through history that the Catholic Church, there's something unbiblical. Hallelujah. And that what they did was they changed, hallelujah, the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday. So that is not biblical. The biblical Sabbath is Saturday, hallelujah. It's Saturday, it's not Sunday. But now, people agree with God that they will go to church on Sunday. And God expects them to keep that. God expects them to go to church on Sunday. Now, if you agree with God, you will go to the service on Sunday, or you will do your service with Him on Sunday. I'm sorry, on Saturday, you got to keep that, hallelujah. The Sabbath is biblical. It cannot be erased from the Bible because you can find the Sabbath in the Old Testament and the New Testament. So you cannot erase that, hallelujah, from the Bible. Praise Jesus. And if you want to cut it from the Bible, you're going to have to cut a lot of pages from your Bible. Hallelujah. It's there. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that Jesus on the Sabbath stepped out to read the book of Isaiah. So Jesus with the people on the Sabbath. And the Bible doesn't say that Jesus broke the Sabbath. What Jesus said was, God have mercy for people on the Sabbath. Because people are more important than a day, than the Sabbath. That's what the Bible, that's what Yeshua was saying, or Yahashua was saying to people. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. You don't want to make the day more important than men. Men are more important. So Jesus healed the man on the Sabbath and told him, take your mat. Hallelujah. And Jesus wasn't breaking the Sabbath, but what Jesus was telling them is, and he said it too, that he prefers to them to have mercy than judgment, than to judge those people. Hallelujah. And I just read it to you in the Bible. Jesus wanted them to have mercy on people. And that's what he expects you and I to have. Not to judge them because on the Saturday, you know, if you have to do something on a Saturday, hallelujah, if you have to carry your baby to the hospital on a Saturday, just because you're keeping the Sabbath, you're going to leave the baby in your home to die? Hallelujah. No. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah, wanted people, hallelujah, to have mercy on the Sabbath. And that's what people have forgotten with the Sabbath. They think the Sabbath is so holy that they should not do anything on the Sabbath. Well, if you want to keep the Sabbath, hallelujah, you want to keep it holy, it's fine. Praise Jesus. But you read what Jesus did on the Sabbath, hallelujah. Because Jesus wanted us to have mercy on people on the Sabbath. God have mercy. Jesus said, until this day, talking about the Sabbath, my Father worked, so I also work. So that's why I'm telling you, if you want to tell people about the Sabbath, you got to go on the Sabbath according to Jesus. You got to read it careful. You got to ask Yahashua to give you wisdom about the Sabbath. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. So you don't get into judging other people for that day. Because Jesus was judged because they were saying he was breaking the Sabbath. And see what Jesus did. He had mercy. Not judging or not leaving the people that died. Maybe if some of the people he healed on the Sabbath, if he left them for Sunday, the first day of the week, they probably would have died. So what mercy would God would have shown there? None. So by the Lord healing them on the Sabbath, he showed mercy. And mercy will always triumph over judgment, the Bible said. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, my brothers and sisters, you know, I don't want to offend you who keep the Sabbath. No. I'm not telling you that we should break the Sabbath. Hallelujah. No, no, please. Don't misunderstand me. I respect you for doing it. I truly do. And I welcome you to the website. Hallelujah. You keep the Sabbath. Hallelujah. You're my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But make sure you keep the Sabbath according to how Jesus kept it. Have mercy on people on the Sabbath, please. Have mercy on them. Praise Jesus. And if you want the Lord to open people's eyes to keep the Sabbath, go ahead, pray for them. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, and if the Lord wants me to teach about the Sabbath here, more deep into it, because I could teach more about it, I'm going to pray about this, hallelujah. I already started, hallelujah. And I will ask the Lord if you want me to teach about keeping the Sabbath. And we all keep it together. That's not a problem. We can all keep it together. I don't have a problem, you know. And I don't say I break it. Because I actually don't do much on the Sabbath. I stay with my family. I share with my family. I don't do work. I used to be a keeper of the Sabbath, very, you know, to the point that I would not do anything on the Sabbath. I'm telling you, I will not carry anything on the Sabbath. I used to keep the Sabbath. But I kept on going to the gospel, reading what Jesus did on the Sabbath. You know, and I said, so that means we can do things that we need to do on the Sabbath. And not necessarily we're not breaking it. Praise Jesus. And that's what Jesus was telling the scribes and Pharisees, because they were keeping the Sabbath, being a hypocrite, not having mercy on people. And this is the dangerous thing about keeping the Sabbath, that if we're going to turn to hypocrite, that people will need our help on the Sabbath. Hallelujah. And just because we're keeping the Sabbath, we're not going to help them. Then what mercy are we applying here? None. So we truly have to apply mercy. Hallelujah. Jesus had mercy on us. We have to apply mercy. And Jesus said, until the day, this day, talking about the Sabbath, my Father works. So if you need to do something for God on the Sabbath, hallelujah, don't think you're breaking the Sabbath. No, you're not, because Jesus did it. Hallelujah. So especially something that God expects you to do. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. So keep the Sabbath, but keep it with wisdom. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Yes, don't go to work on the Sabbath. Hallelujah. Don't go to work on the Sabbath. Hallelujah. That's clear to understand. If your boss wants to give you Saturday to pay you overtime, don't take it. You know that's your day for you to keep the Sabbath. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. But if someone calls you that need help on the Sabbath, help them. Don't deny it. Hallelujah. And that's what the Pharisees and scribes did. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. When people needed help, they didn't help them. So that's why Jesus rebuked them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm a believer that if you keep the Sabbath, God is going to bless you. I truly believe that, because I practiced that for over a year. And let me tell you, I was being blessed big time for keeping the Sabbath. It's biblical. It's in the Bible. I'm telling you, God will bless you. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. If you keep the Sabbath. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm going to ask the Lord to bring a Bible study about keeping the Sabbath. And you'll see, I'm going to show you through the Bible, hallelujah, all the good things of keeping the Sabbath. And also, hallelujah, how we should keep the Sabbath. Hallelujah. Because a lot of people don't know how to keep the Sabbath. This is one thing I noticed. Hallelujah. A lot of people want to keep the Sabbath, but they don't know how to. And this is very important. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. So let me keep on reading here. So David says, for the Lord will judge his people. He will repay himself concerning his servants. Why his servants? Because his servants have repented of their sin, have turned away from their sin, hallelujah, and are seeking God. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. He will judge those who stay in sin, but he will have mercy on those who repent. And that's what repenting, that is the good of repenting. That if you and I repent from our sin, God will have mercy on us. Okay? That will be, one of the things that we will enjoy by repenting. Hallelujah. These things are available for us through repenting. The blessings of God. The mercy of God. Hallelujah. Heaven being there for us. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's what Jesus wants. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That we repent. That we turn away. And then his mercy comes upon our life. And then he will be able to restore us to repenting. So that's why repenting, people take repentance simple, but it's not simple. It's actually a message that should be preached now more than ever, because people need more repenting now more than ever. Hallelujah. There's so much different way people can sin out there. Hallelujah. That we need a lot of repenting. We need to stay in repenting. Hallelujah. And understand how serious repenting is. Because many people, and I'm going to say this, the ugly part of sin, that if we stay in sin and we don't repent, we can go to hell. And I will tell you, God will throw us in hell. Because our own action, or I will say our own inaction, not acting upon what God says we should do, repent, hallelujah, our own inaction will keep us straight into the way of hell. You know, and let me tell you, why do I say we should not take this lightly? because it's more than 100 people an hour going to hell every day. So how is it so that so God showed his brother, hallelujah, he showed how people are just being dropped into hell from the earth. Every hour is more than that. I believe 1,100 people go to hell. And a lot of these people knew a lot about the Bible, but they did not do true repenting. So what I'm saying is, hallelujah, that if people don't repent, don't take repentance serious, hallelujah, and when they repent, they don't turn away, which that's what I mean serious, hallelujah, they can go straight to hell. And let me tell you, it will not do you any good to blame God or blame other people. Because God don't want to hear that. God want to hear that you take full responsibility for your sin. Will someone please type this on the chat room? That God wants to hear from you that you take full responsibility of your sin. Please, someone type that on the chat room. Hallelujah. For the people that cannot hear the program, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God don't want to hear that we don't take full responsibility. Hallelujah. Because when you don't repent sincerely, what happens is the sin that is upon your life, Satan, which the Bible says in Revelation is the accuser of the brethren, will go before the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Will someone type this out too? Hallelujah. That Satan, the accusing of the brethren, when you will repent your sin, he will take that and accuse you before the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. In a lot of time, he's allowed to attack your life. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. And a lot of the attacks lead unto death. And then when you die in sin, hallelujah, without repenting, you cannot enter heaven. Because that is one thing that is available to humanity, repenting. This is why, hallelujah, I say to you, my brothers and sisters, that repenting is so important, that we repent, that we take it serious, that we don't take it lightly. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. We don't need to, we got to take sin serious. Please type that on the chat room. We need to take sin serious, very serious. Hallelujah. Not take it lightly like many do. Hallelujah. Sin, hallelujah, might feel fun, might feel good. But let me tell you, the end of the sinful, the end of sin is death. It's hell. That is the end of sin. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. And when you stay in sin, you might end up in hell. I won't say you will because you could repent. Hallelujah. But it's not the will of God that you stay in sin. If not, he will not send Jesus to die on the cross. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Jeremiah says, hallelujah, if the nations against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I have thought to do unto them. Praise Jesus. So if you think judgment is upon you because of your sin, and you think God is going to kill you, you think God is going to send you to hell, let me tell you the good things that the Lord says to Jeremiah. That even though he has pronounced judgment on your life, although God has said that you will die in your sin, if you repent, God will repent of what he has said that will come upon your life. That's what God said through Jeremiah. That's the opportunity he has given you and I. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to post this on the chat room. Hallelujah. And I believe this is very important. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Exactly what God has said he will do. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. He would repent of what he has said, of what he has pronounced. If the nation against what I have pronounced turn away from the evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. You see how merciful God we serve, my brothers and sisters. He is so merciful. He is so good. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. He is so good, hallelujah. He don't want just to destroy people. He wants to give them the opportunity, hallelujah, to repent, to turn away from the evil, hallelujah, to come back to God, hallelujah, to have the opportunity, hallelujah, to return back to him, hallelujah. He loves you. He truly loves, hallelujah. He truly loves you, and he truly wants you, hallelujah, to return back to him, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Listen, I will be back. I'm going to take a break.
Forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit lives within me because you died and rose again. I'm forgiven. Because you were forsaken, I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit lives within me because you died and rose again.
Jesus is so wonderful, hallelujah. He loves us so much, hallelujah. He is a good God, hallelujah. Isaiah 55:7 said, let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord. He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, hallelujah. Neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as heaven is higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts, hallelujah. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and return not thither, hallelujah, but wither the earth, and make it bring forth, and by it will make give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, hallelujah. So it shall be my word, be go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish which that I please, and it shall prosper in the things where I send it. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. You know, when I read this old version Bible, I get confused, hallelujah. I got to change it to the more modern translation, hallelujah. It's much easier for me to read them, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But it's clear there, hallelujah. The words, says verse 11, that I speak are like that. They will not return to me without producing results. They will accomplish what I want them to. They will do exactly what I send them to do, said this Bible translation. Praise Jesus. My people, you will leave Babylon with joy. You will be let out in peace. Hallelujah. It's a great promise of God. Hallelujah. That if the wicked repent, he will pardon them. He will forgive them. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. That's the merciful God we serve, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. He sends a straight out for the people. Hallelujah. Who repent. Hallelujah. He wants to restore them. He wants to forgive them. He wants to cleanse them with his blood. Hallelujah. He wants to cleanse them for all iniquity. Hallelujah. All unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. He wants them to enjoy total freedom in Christ. Because total freedom is only in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It's available for us. Hallelujah. If we truly repent. Hallelujah. If we truly seek the Lord, it's available. We cannot take it for granted. Like many do, hallelujah. This is something serious. This is life and death, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, and we should not take this lightly like many people like to, hallelujah. We got to understand how serious repenting is, hallelujah. It's very serious, hallelujah, that we turn away from sinning. We don't look back. We don't have no regret. Because a lot of times people start thinking, oh, what I have back in the world. There's no, don't do that. Don't torment yourself. Stop thinking about the past. Leave it behind. If God already forgotten what you've done in the past, if he already put it under the blood of Jesus, why are you still remembering? Why are you still bringing that to your mind? Hallelujah. Don't do that. Hallelujah. Don't bring the past sin that God has already forgiven you about back to your mind. Don't let the devil do that to you. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil bring the past sin that you've committed. Will you please type this on, Jessica? Thank you very much, sister. The past sin that you committed, don't let the devil bring it back to your mind and accuse you of it when it's already under the blood of Jesus, when God already has forgiven you about it. Hallelujah. Don't let him use the past to torment you, to make you live a miserable life. Hallelujah. Don't allow this into your mind and your life. Hallelujah. Don't go to bed meditating on your past. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. What kind of evil you did? How horrible it was. No. Don't do this, hallelujah, because then you're not focusing on what God has for you now. And his mighty good pardon and mercy on your life. There's so much that we need to learn, hallelujah, from God. So much God wants to show us, reveal to us, teach us, hallelujah. And in order for us, hallelujah, okay, in order for us to receive the new oil that God has for us, hallelujah, our mind needs to be clean, needs to be without that past, those mistakes we made in the past. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Leave it behind. If God has forgiven you, why have you haven't forgiven yourself? Okay? Forgive yourself. Stop blaming yourself for your past. No. If you already took responsibility before God, and you know God has forgiven you, the blood of Jesus has cleansed you. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Believe it. Work it out. Claim it. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Make forgiving yours. Make pardon yours from God. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't torment yourself. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. The same with your partner, your wife or your husband. Don't blame them for the past. Hallelujah. The devil does that. That's his job. Don't you join Satan in that. Don't blame your husband for the past that he has already repented. Don't blame your wife for her past that she already has repented of. Repented of. Hallelujah. Don't do that. Live in peace. Your presence now should be peace and joy from the Holy Spirit. That should be your presence now. Not arguing about the past. Now that you did that to me, you did this to me, I still remember, and I'm going to take this to the tomb. I remember that little thing you did to me, and I'm going to take that to the tomb. Don't do that. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If God has forgiven your husband, it is done. If God has forgiven your wife, it is done. Hallelujah. If God has forgiven your daughter, your son for their mistake, it is under the blood. Leave it under the blood. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He said he will throw your sin, hallelujah, deep into the sea. He will not remember anymore. Leave it there. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Leave it under the blood. Leave it under the cross. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's what God wants you and I to do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil go to the past and bring it back to you and say, oh, look what you did. And you think you're forgiven. You're fooling yourself. No, he's trying to deceive you again. That's what he's trying to do. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. God has already forgiven you if you truly repent. If you have turned away from that. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. God don't remember that. He don't. Hallelujah. So if God don't remember your past sin because you already have repented, who are you to be remember them? Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Don't you see that what the devil's trying to do is, he wants to help us live a horrible Christian life, a tormented Christian life. When Jesus came to set us free, he came that we will have, hallelujah, life and have it abundantly. And who he has set free is free indeed, Jesus said. Hallelujah. He poured it under his blood. Hallelujah. Leave it there. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Enjoy your freedom in God. Claim it. Pray unto your own life. Hallelujah. Proclaim the blood over your life. Proclaim the blood of Jesus over your sin. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. He came to set the captive free. That means you are free. Praise Jesus. If you're one of those captives that said, Jesus, I repent. Jesus set me free. I believe in Jesus. Does it is done. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. It is done. Jesus said, it is done. So if God says it's done, what it done means? It's done. That's what it means. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus said, it is done. What did that mean, brother? It is done. No more. That's it. Nothing else. Finish. The end. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of people, you know, this is what frustration comes out of. Okay? Frustration comes out of us blaming ourselves. Okay? And that's what happens. When you are sitting there, hallelujah, in your bed or watching the television or everywhere, and you're sitting and you're meditating about your past, something that God already has forgiven you for, and then you start getting all frustrated. What the devil's doing is frustrating your Christian life by bringing this to your mind. And then when we speak about freedom, you don't know what we're talking about, because you say I'm a Christian, and I'm still thinking about my past. I'm still having all these headaches about my mind. It's busy all the time, but it's you doing that. Yeah, the devil brings it to you. The accuser brings it to you. Hallelujah. But it's you responsible for it. Repent those thoughts. Get them out of your life. Hallelujah. Jesus has set you free. Hallelujah. Enjoy it. Thank God for it. Praise God for it. Praise Him for your freedom. Thank Him for setting you free. And enjoy it. Hallelujah. Be free in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, the devil wants people to be miserable. Hallelujah. This is where hating one another comes from. Jesus said, love one another. But you don't see that. You see hate one another. So why is that? Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, we know the devil is behind it. But who's responsible for it? You and I. You and I are responsible. Because Jesus said it's done. And we're still questioning Jesus. We're still questioning the word. That's what we're doing when we question our past, that Jesus has already forgiven us. Hallelujah. God said, I will not remember anymore, say God through the prophet, your sin. And what do? We remember. So what are we doing? We're calling God a liar. We're all in action. And God is not a liar, because God is not a man. He is a spirit. He is the Almighty. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. And what He has said is done, it is done. Don't look further. Don't question it. Believe it. You know, this is why I tell people, listen, if you're going to come listen to this program, you got to listen by faith. You know, I don't mean no disrespect to my brothers and sisters, but I'm saying you need to put your faith in action. Because if you, when you're listening to the Word of God, you're not believing it, you're not going to receive it. It's not going to do any action in your life. The only action the word does is through faith. Hallelujah. And that is why God said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because there's nothing happening without faith, without and unbelief, nothing. You're looking and waiting to see something happen. Nothing happens. Other people say, Brother Obi, I received a miracle through your program. Thank you. I was set free, brother. I thank you what God did in my life. Through your program, it's mighty, and I get those emails. And I rejoice for them. Hallelujah. But some other people who are not putting their faith in action don't receive anything. Hallelujah. And other people are jumping up and down how they're getting set free. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. You got to put your faith in action. You got to put your faith on God. And His promises that I just read to you in Isaiah 57, that the word that came out of His mouth will not return void to Him. If He gives you freedom through Christ, you got to say, amen, I receive it in Jesus' name. I believe it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You know, when I don't see nothing happening in my life, you know what I question? My faith. Am I believing God? I don't question God. God is always perfect. God is always able to do anything. I question my own faith. Am I believing His word? Am I believing His promise? Is my faith growing in God? Or am I faith is not at the mustard seed level yet? Because let me tell you something. Jesus compared faith to the mustard seed. And I want you to go out there and look for a mustard seed online. And I want you to see how small the mustard seed is. It's the smallest seed of all, like Jesus says, hallelujah. But when it's planted in the field, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about the mustard seed. When it's planted in the field, it's become the largest tree of all. And birds come to net on it, Jesus said. Hallelujah. So, my brothers and sisters, will be your faith on Christ. When you plant your faith on Jesus, when you plant your faith on the true word of God, your faith will start growing. You will go beyond the mustard seed. You will go on beyond an orange and apple. Hallelujah. And it will go on and on and on. And you will find out how the power of God moves in your life. And you will see miracle happening. Miracle happening. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. I mean, I've been around people lately. Praise Jesus. And I see the reaction. I've seen, hallelujah, people who are not Christian being touched by God. And I see the reaction back. Wow. Hallelujah. Right when I'm not noticing something, God is using me to touch somebody around me, out in the community. Hallelujah. And I don't go out very much. The Lord wants me to stay at home. And I stay home most of all the day long. When I need to go out for something, I go out for something. And that little while when I go out, God is touching somebody. Hallelujah. Without me knowing it. And then I see the reaction of the person right away. And people like this Muslim man from another religion. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. He felt the presence of God. And he felt kind of like, this is good. They don't feel the presence of Muhammad or Allah, like they say. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. And he kind of questioned that, like, you know, you're different. You're different. And I usually stay quiet. Hallelujah. Because I have nothing to give people but Jesus. And he is the only one that can save people. And I know that. I know if Jesus doesn't do anything, nothing gets done. Praise Jesus, but we got to believe. We got to believe Jesus. We got to believe his promise. And he will do what he said he will do because he is God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I told him I had a radio program. Hallelujah. He said, oh, you do? What it's all about? And I said, it's a Christian radio program. Oh, give me the page online. Give me the address. I said, oh, I'll write it down for you. He was working on my wife's car. And I went and gave it to him. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. He went and played one of the old programs. And I don't know how the anointing went and touched his life right away. The presence of the Lord did it. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And he wanted to see me again to talk about it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I let him know I serve God. Hallelujah. And so what religion are you? I'm not a religion, man. Hallelujah. I'm only a son of God. I don't believe in religion. Religion was made by man and the devil. That's what I believe. So if you ask me what religion I am, I ain't no religion. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. I don't preach no religion. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. I don't send people to church. I send people to Jesus. That's why I send people. Go to Jesus. Jesus can set you free. Because if I send you to church, hallelujah, you're going to find all these problems. You're going to walk right out again. What are you going to do? Albie, you send me to church. It's your fault. You sent me to that church, and all that I found was problem there. So what do you say after that? Okay, so don't send people to religion. Send people to Jesus. Tell people that they need to have a personal relationship with the Son of God, with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And see what God will do in their life. Hallelujah. I don't preach religion. If you ask me to what church do I go to, I don't belong to any church. Hallelujah. And it's not that I haven't been invited or I'm not wanted in church. I got pastors who are a friend of mine who wants me to be part of their ministry. Hallelujah. And I asked the Lord. The Lord says no. And I said no back to them. They don't agree with me. They think I should have a powerful ministry in their churches. I should be a pastor of a church. I got offered $1,000. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah, to pastor a church, and I turned it down. I got offered a lot of money to be a ministry, and I turned it down. And I don't say this with pride. Please don't misunderstand me. What I'm telling you is that I believe we have to have a personal relationship with Jesus. Praise God. And if that is not being taught in the place of worship, hallelujah, then we have to ourselves teach people in our own life that they need to have a personal relationship with Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I do tell people that they need to be faithful to God in their giving and their tithes and offering. I don't tell people to steal from God. I don't teach that. Hallelujah. So people don't misunderstand me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But some people who give faithfully their tithe and offering don't have a personal relationship with Jesus. They don't believe in the righteous. Hallelujah. They don't care who comes, whether Satan or the devil, whether Satan or Jesus. Hallelujah. So if Jesus comes in the righteous and they stay, and the mark of the beast is implemented, they'll take it. They'll say, put it here, I need to go to work. Hallelujah. Because they're so focused on their life. They're so focused on work. And this is why this is so dangerous. If you're not focused on Jesus, if you're not focused on a personal relationship with the Son of God, hallelujah, what may end up happening is you don't wait for him. You don't expect him to come in the rapture like a thief in the night. What will happen is you stay in the 7-year tribulation. And when the Antichrist made mandatory for everybody to have a mark in the forehead or the hand, a mark of the beast, which represents the name of the Antichrist, the 666, you will say, put it here, because I need to go to work. That's what you end up saying. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I don't say this, please don't misunderstand me, that if you go to church, you don't find God there. No, I don't say that. I don't preach against churches. Please don't understand me. Listen, I have great pastor women and brother, hallelujah, that have wonderful churches. I mean, I can tell you, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. I tell you right now, praise Jesus, hallelujah, that I know a few pastors, not a lot, who are truly seeking the Lord, who are really walking with the Lord in personal relationship and are teaching it to other people. But I don't know of a lot of places like this. So please don't think I'm preaching against churches. I'm not doing that. I'm just telling you now exactly what my sister Amy is saying. It is so dangerous not to focus on Jesus right now. It is so dangerous. This is what we're saying to you. If you're not focusing on Jesus, you may fall on a lot of false teaching up there. Hallelujah. Because there's a lot of places teaching that the rapture is not biblical. When it is biblical, when Jesus is talking about the rapture, the Father is talking about the rapture, the Holy Spirit is talking about the rapture, and people got different agenda down here. So please don't misunderstand me, please. I know a few pastors that are women of God and men of God who got their churches who are teaching the true word of God. Okay, praise Jesus, hallelujah. I'm just talking about the false teaching up there. What Jesus said, many will come in my name and will deceive many. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. And those are those that come in Jesus' name who are telling people they are Christian and are deceiving people, are preaching against the rapture. Hallelujah. And are telling people that the rapture is the second coming. That is a lie. Rapture and second coming are two different things. And the rapture, he comes like a thief in the night. And the second coming, all eyes will see him. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. And the rapture, the unbelievers don't know what happens after it happens. Okay? And the second coming, everybody who has left, who is at the end of the tribulation, at the end of the 7 years, will see Jesus come in the cloud. Hallelujah. With his mighty angels, says the Bible. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. And some of us are coming down with Jesus too. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When he comes with his mighty angel, the second coming. Because we're coming down to the millennium, to the 1,000-year reign of Christ. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. So my brothers and sisters, that's what I'm saying to people. But please don't misunderstand me. I'm not preaching against churches. How they are wonderful churches. Hallelujah. But it's so dangerous right now to not be focusing on Jesus, because there's so much false religion, false teaching out there that is misleading people, is deceiving people. Praise God, hallelujah. And we need to teach the truth. We need to teach the true word of God, hallelujah. That if we don't seek righteousness, if we don't seek holiness, hallelujah, without it, no one can seek the Lord. Hallelujah. No one can have supper with the Lord very soon in the rapture. Without seeking righteousness, without seeking holiness, you will not enjoy on that table. You will not have a plate or a spoon in that table for that supper, unless you seek righteousness and holiness with Jesus. Hallelujah. So if you want to have a seat there, you want to have a plate and a fork and a spoon there and a knife, hallelujah, to eat a wonderful meal very soon, okay, you got to make sure you are doing what the Bible tells us to do. You got to make sure you're walking in a personal relationship with Jesus. You got to make sure that you're listening to him and that he is leading your life every day. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. This is what we're saying to you. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. And the Lord showed his sister, hallelujah, that table is beyond the end of that table for people to supper with the Lord. But you know what? Hallelujah. Many will not make it to that table. Many who are going to be expected to make it are not going to make it because they are being deceived by others. And God don't hold others responsible. God holds you responsible. If someone mislead you, if someone deceive you, if someone lied to you about the word of God, you are responsible, not that someone. Remember this. Remember this, because you might tell God in the white judgment of God, you might say, God, I was believing in you. I was going to church. Hallelujah. And that pastor taught me that the rapture was not real, and I believe in. How is that my fault, God? You tell me, God, how is that my fault? Because I had a Bible. I tithe. I gave my offering. I helped the poor, God. And I stay. I didn't go in the rapture. You tell me, God, how is that my fault? Let me tell you, he's going to look at you, and he's going to say, who received the false teaching from that man, from the pulpit? And you're going to say to the Lord, I did. Okay? Do you have a Bible on your hand? You're going to say to God, yes, I did. Why didn't you study my word? And why did you ask me to lead you when I said in that word that my spirit will lead you to all truth? You're going to look at God and say, God, you're going to tell me that? And God is going to say, I'm going to tell you that. That is your own fault. That's what God is going to say to you. You did it to yourself, not that pastor. Because you had a Bible. Hallelujah. You could go. You could have gone on your knees. You could have fasted and prayed. And you could have asked my Holy Spirit to lead you. And he would have led you to all truth. And he would have told you, my Holy Spirit would have told you, that the rapture is real. That it's in my word to believe it. He will lead you to the truth. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, we're running out of time now. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom, hallelujah. Thank you very much for listening to the program. Please continue to support this program. Hallelujah. By that, you're supporting the poor in Israel and in Africa, which we're supporting both. Hallelujah. Thank you very much, my brothers and sisters, for you that have supported us. Keep on praying for that. Hallelujah. Thank you very much. And we will continue tomorrow to talk about, hallelujah, praise Jesus, what God wants us to talk about. Hallelujah. Let it be his will and not our will be done. Hallelujah. So shalom, shalom, hallelujah. Thank you, my sister Jessica, for typing out in the chat room. Thank you very much, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you for that mighty word. God will repay you in heaven, hallelujah. Shalom, shalom to all of you.